to mention that saw. What did they ever have? You know, say you wanted to cut some wood or something when you were coming up. What would they call them? Kind of that shaped frame. You might lay a log across the saw.
I think I used them when I was a young man. But what do you call them? I don't remember. Yeah, that's where you used to lay the wire. Put your log in and cut it.
They ever call them a saw buck or a wood rack or a rack?
I don't remember.
We are talking about. You know, say when a woman gets up in the morning, she takes, when she's going to fix her hair, she usually takes a comb and a what?
Right. And then in my days, very little of that was done.
So you wanted to put some oil or something in your car, in a crankcase. What might you use for the oil through? You might not pour some oil.
Phone? About something you could use. And if you didn't have metal, you make one out of paper or cardboard.
A while ago you mentioned sacks, you'd use out there in fishing. What would they be made of?
Use what?
You were talking about the sacks a while ago that you would use?
Sack. Fishing?
Yes.
I don't remember saying anything about sack.
I was just dreaming it up. You're talking about sacks, though.
I tell you what, talking about sacks. We used to call them gunny sacks or whatever. Potatoes used to come in them, for one thing.
What used to come in?
Gunny sack. We'd carry, say for instance, we were going on the beach, wading in the water, looking for maybe crabs or something like that, or conchs. We'd carry one of them with us and put them in there.
What were those gunny sacks made out of?
Burlap.
Did you ever hear
them? They're called burlap bags, too. But you don't see many of them today. That is down this part of the country.
You ever hear them called croaker sacks?
Yes. The same thing.
We're talking about sack. You ever use the term bag? A bag and sack, they're the same thing?
Yeah.
One of them made out of something different.
Now you take I've known this many a time, a paper bag, a paper sack. You hear different expressions, but it means the same thing.
I think we talk. Do they ever have a name for the amount of, say you cut some wood or something like that, for the amount of wood that you carry like that at one time? Call that quarter. You ever hear
any? No, I don't know about what you'd call that, but I know a certain amount is called a cord.
Do you ever hear anybody talk about turn of wood or arm load of wood?
Yeah, arm load. That's when maybe what you just said, you cut it up and you count them into the house, or pile it up there out by the door, where it's easy accessible. You're making me use words, young man, that I very seldom have occasion to use.
What's that now?
That accessible, for one.
I don't use it very much myself.
Very seldom I would use that word.
Yeah.
There's plenty of times I don't know what I want to say, but I don't know how to express it.
Oh, everybody has that problem.
It's like right in the letter. You probably know as well as I do, this highly educated people can't write a letter. Now, when I worked for the government, that was a horrible thing for me when I had to write a letter, especially when you're dealing with the government. To and from and the subject and re and what have you, see? And you say it in as few words as possible. I can't do that. I reckon the wrong is going over.